Hi, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Empowering Her podcast. I'm Melody Pormarotti, and I'm coming to you today with a heavy heart. I feel my heart is really heavy. And we've had episodes like this before. This is nothing new, where the world seems to be in separation and we've forgotten our love muscles, our humanity. And so today, that's what I want to talk to you about. I'm going to start things off with a beautiful quote by Mother Teresa. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. I want to say that again. Mother Teresa said that if we have no peace, it's because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. So that is the theme of today's episode. I want this to serve as a reminder to all of us that we are all one. We are all someone, a sum of the one, and we are all connected. And if anyone tries to tell you otherwise, then that is not love, that is fear. And so when we look at a world where people are forcing you to choose a side, or people are forcing you to believe something that doesn't align with who you are and your desire and belief in the good in the world, then that is not love, that is fear. So I want you to really start getting super conscious and mindful about the things that you're consuming right now. When you go through social media, I don't know what your feed looks like today. I hope that you've curated it so all you see is love. So all you see is things that invite you to rise into your potential. Content that challenges you to be the best version of yourself. I hope that that's how you have curated your feed. The way that all social media platforms work is that the more things that you watch and consume, the more of those things the algorithm will present to you. And so that is really a metaphor for life, right? Like, where are we putting our focus? Because wherever you put your focus, that is what life will present more of for you. And so in the theme of peace and togetherness and being some of that one, I want us all to remember that if anything feels really forced, and that if you start shooting on yourself and thinking, I should believe this, I should do this, then perhaps that's not your agenda. And you wanna think about it one more time, okay? And so the collectivity of the planet, if God is the sun, then we are rays of that sun. We are extensions of that sun. So if the word God doesn't speak to you, creator, source, the God within, right? Perhaps yourself. We are all extensions of one another. So it's like looking at your body and thinking that that your organs would work without you, your breath, that your organs would work without your heartbeat. That's not possible, right? Because it's all working together. It's some of that one. And so I want you to remember that the connection of the world and the connection of you and everyone around you works in the same way. When I say we are extensions of each other, I mean that we complete each other. We do. That doesn't mean that we're not whole in and of ourselves, but it does mean that the presence of each one of us is creating the beautiful tapestry that is the world that we get to live in. And so to put one ethnic group, one religion, one demographic of people down is furthering the separation, and it's only taking away from you, right? Because those other people are here to enrich you. And I remember sharing the story on the podcast before, and it was just truly, to me, it was a reminder, because I grew up in Canada. I grew up in a country where we were made up of all the other countries, right? Like, My friends, when I was growing up, were from all over the world. I had friends from China, and I had friends from Greece, and I had friends from Africa, and I had friends from India. And each one of them gave me life. They really did. Each one of them gave me a new perspective. Each one of them gave me a new portal into looking at the world. And I'm so grateful that I had that. And I'm so grateful that I'm always seeking to learn and curious about other cultures because that's what I grew up with, right? Not everybody grew up with that. Perhaps some of us grew up learning to separate. Some of us learn to hate. Some of us learned that there are hierarchies and tiers. And that if you do this, this makes you a good person. And if you do that, that makes you a bad person. And perhaps this is a time to renegotiate that for yourself, to look at your values and ask yourself if they are aligned with the woman that you are today. And so the story is that when I was born in Iran, I grew up in Canada. Left Canada at 24 when I met my husband, my now husband, and had to make a decision because he was from New York, he was American, I was from Toronto, Canadian, and we had to decide where we were going to live. And through many conversations and reflections, we decided that the US, New York, is going to be where we were going to live. And so I filed for Canadian, for American immigration, for American passport. And I remember finally it took a long time because the year we got married was September 11th. So they like lost my file, and something that should have taken a couple of years took about 10 years. So, roughly about 12 years ago, when I was becoming an American citizen, I remember the judge who swore me in was telling a story to all of us. And saying that, when you are in your New York's, because we are in New York City, when you're in your New York City apartment and you walk off the elevator and you smell someone cooking something and it smells beautiful and perhaps different, get curious, ask them about it, ask them the origin of what they're cooking. Was it a family tradition? What is the recipe? What are the spices that you use? And inversely, if you're cooking something and someone gets curious about what it is that you're cooking, share. Be willing to share what it is that you're making and where it came from and what the origin of it is. And the point that she was driving home is that yes, we are all different. Yes, we come from different backgrounds, but the unity in asking the questions and welcoming the answers is where our power point is. It's where the beauty is. In this life is our connection. So, yes, we complete each other. It's not about competition, it's about completion. And yes, we are extensions of one another. So, how do we move from me to we? How do we remember that that beautiful woman who's, who's working in the same building as us, who may look different, she's some of the one. She is you, and you are her. You are reflections of each other. You may have different backgrounds and perspectives, but you are still one. And so I feel like sometimes we forget that, and we forget the peace that we are here to experience. And again, if it feels forced, if it feels like someone is telling you what you ought to think, then chances are that that is not love and that is fear. And you, in this beautiful moment, get to take a step back and reflect on who you are and the meaning that you want to give to the experiences that you have and to what's going on around you. Do you want to be a helper in this moment in time? Do you want to be a healer in this moment in time? Or do you want to be a part of what further separates our world? My daughters are going to college in September, God willing. And as a Jewish woman, I have had to take a step back and ask myself, where is it safe for my daughters to go to school right now? How silly is that? How silly is it that I have to question their safety because of the religious group they grew up in? To start saying, whether you're Jewish or you're Christian or Muslim, it doesn't matter. You are love. You are here in human form to share what is yours, and what is yours is love. That's what it is. This is one big love fest, my friends. And if there's anything that I can use my platform for, yes, I know that my business and my mission and purpose is always about girls' empowerment and how, as women, we can pay it forward. But if I scale that back, my mission is kindness. My mission is to take us from fear to love, to make us open our eyes and love one another and to embrace one another for our differences and to want good for each other. And I will scream that off of the rooftops forever because it's mine to share, because it is my belief. And so, this is just my call to you. Please, please remember that you are a human being, that you are here on the planet to heal, to love, to comfort, and to connect. You are not here to separate and to instill fear and to take away peace. Okay? We are all peaceful warriors. And I have shared before that there's this mantra that I use when things get crazy up in my head, or things get crazy out in the world, or when someone's presented me with an invitation to attend their dramatic performance. I have always said that I say I choose peace instead of this. And while that is still something that I say often, today I invite you to say I choose love instead of this. Whenever you start experiencing the hate, the separation, the fear of the world, say to yourself, I choose love instead of this. And how can we love love, love to love more than we love to hate, right? Hate is not our birthright, love is. We came into this world and all we ever knew was love. And so if we picked up some hate along the way, that was through programming, that was through things that were shared with us that we decided to accept and take on as ours. But in this moment in time, and in every moment in time, we get to make a new choice. And in this moment, perhaps it's time for you to make a new choice because love is your birthright. So I choose love instead of this. And I recently heard this from a beautiful rabbi, David Aaron, and he said that if we add the word L to the word alone, what does that make? It makes all one. We are all one. So can I leave you with that? That we don't need to be alone in this life. If we add one L, we are all one. So how can you do your part to be an extension of that ray of light that you were born to be? How can you shine bright with love and put aside everything that's not love? Remember, the Course in Miracles says everything that is love cannot be fear. So if it's love, it cannot be fear. And if it is fear, it cannot be love. So which path will you take? Which direction do you choose to move into? I will leave you with that today. If this episode has served you, by all means, share it with someone who might benefit from it. Share it on your Instagram. Let us spread the love because that is what is ours to do. And for those of you who are considering joining the Empowered Girl Mom program, we still have our beautiful promotion in place. If you are a mama who wants to heal, perhaps some of the things she's learned about what it is to be a mother, and step into a more expansive way of mothering, a way that is filled with intuition and mindfulness and intention setting. A woman who wants to up-level herself so she can pass that down to her daughter. This course is for you. And from now until Mother's Day, which I believe is May 12th, we are offering it at 50% off. So you get 50% off the Empowered Girl Mom program. For all the details, check out the show notes. Also, you could go to melodypourmorati.com/girlmom. And if you decide to purchase, which I hope you do because I know it will serve you, be sure to use the coupon code GIRLMOM to get that 50% off. I love you. I appreciate you. I can't tell you how much, because the fact that you show up here week after week to really step into that version of you that deeply knows who you are and wants to share that with the world, well, there's nothing quite like it. So thank you for being here. Love you so much, and I'll talk to you again next week.